Country music has a long and important history in California, although it is widely overlooked, even by many within the state. That's one of the main reasons Gerald Haslam researched and wrote his book, Workin' Man Blues.
I kept hearing versions of what country music was, where it came from, what it represented, that I knew were wrong, or at least they were wrong in my experience. And I wanted to try to represent California's country music as I felt it actually was, as opposed to Nashville's.
Nashville, he adds, has zealously guarded its claim to country's roots.
There was kind of a studious ignorance for a long time, and long after they noticed, they didn't want to acknowledge it.
And he understands the reasons behind that.
Control of the medium and illusion. And I think there was a sense that in the South, this was something that was theirs and to be poached on by Californians of all people, because their vision of California is the beach, Hollywood, a bunch of sycophants. They're not seeing the hardscrabble California around Bakersfield and Fresno and Modesto, which is where the performers really come from.
Most notably, superstars like Merle Haggard, whose song title Haslam borrowed for his book title, and genre giant Buck Owens.
Buck Owens has more consecutive number one hits than any performer in the history of recorded music, more than Bing Crosby, more than the Beatles, and he didn't get into the Country Music Hall of Fame until he was way past his peak. In the 1990s, they finally inducted him.
Although Haslam has had a long career as an academic, teaching English at Sonoma State for 30 years, that was where he came from as well.
I did a lot of research, but I started in a different place because I had come from this level of California society that produces country music. I saw it more as an expression of the folks that I'd lived with, the oil workers and the cotton pickers and so on.
In fact, Haslam contends it was California that added the second half of the genre definition to become country and Western music.
Country music kind of coalesces as a commercial form in the 1920s. And right from the start, California was important. By the 30s, California was the center of country music nationally because it was attracting country performers to the movies. And you get all of these nasal tenors in third-rate movies. And out of that comes a few superstars, a Gene Autry, or later a Roy Rogers. And these people give a more Western tone to country music.
Growing up in Oildale, a small town outside of Bakersfield, Haslam was immersed in the blue-collar culture of the Central Valley and its music, which was strongly influenced by the surge of migrants from the Dust Bowl. It's a music that was most important as a shared community activity, he says, even though it was widely recorded.
In 1927, there were 406,000 records sold in California, and 2 or 3 years later, you know, after the bottom dropped out, it was down to 8,000, 9,000, something like that, because there was no discretionary money. People were playing these in honky-tonks. The early jukeboxes were being played. And in the Bakersfield area where I was raised, it was definitely dance music. There were clubs all over, the Clover Club, the Blackboard, Texas Barrel House, High Pockets, where my parents would go to dance. And by the early 50s, you were beginning to get television programs that featured the bands who were at these clubs.
First published to considerable acclaim in 2000, Haslam's Working Man Blues is now in its third printing. It also served as the basis for a new public television documentary of the same name, which was released earlier this year. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.